Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Here to jumpstart your day on this hump day Wednesday. What's going on this morning? What's up, Jeremy?
Nothing. Baseball. I'm happy because I think this is the last day, but we get four baseball games in one day. So, but interesting enough, though, because of the time change and how they've done things, we don't get the super early game. We get the game starting at 3. Yeah. So there'll be some, it'll lap over each other a little bit depending on how the games are going.
Yeah, I'm very happy about the outcome from last night at the American League with Seattle going up 8-4, especially beating up on Jack Flaherty. What do we hear from my boy today?
Light-skinned brother.
Yeah, I can't wait for the whole Jack Flaherty. I don't know why people love him so much.
There's one guy in particular calls in. He's making fun of a situation. But yeah. So he, what, three and a third last night? Three earned?
Yeah. I mean, the series.
Joe Flacco traded. So much stuff going on in sports yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to talk about all of it.
The Ravens trade.
But the thing with yesterday, though, was, okay, so now the Yankees, they beat the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge hits a huge home run, and then it sets up Schlittler today, and the Blue Jays are going to a bullpen game, which means, and the Yankees are a 2-1 favorite, which means they should win today. Doesn't mean they're going to. They should. Which means now that basically the Blue Jays have put all their eggs in the Kevin Gausman basket in game 5, mm-hmm. if they lose today.
I don't understand. Is Kevin Gausman on regular rest today?
No.
Okay, so there you go. I do understand.
I don't know about you guys. Despite the hatred for the Yankees, I'd so much rather see the Yankees than the Blue Jays.
Really?
I have no feeling for the Blue Jays. I don't like the team. I've never liked that team. I just get, meh, who gives a rat's ass about Toronto Blue Jays?
I don't like any of the teams in the AL East. The only one I'm somewhat indifferent on is the Rays.
How do you feel about the Orioles?
I don't dislike them. I'm okay with them.
You said any team. I don't know.
Well, you get what I'm saying, other than the damn Orioles.
I hate the Red Sox more than any team in professional sports. Any team.
Yeah, ditto. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I can't even anybody I hate more than that. I swear to you, that's
I hate
spot
them.
On.
Now, if we go back to baseball, my number two hatred team are the New York Yankees.
So you'd rather see Toronto?
Yo, what would you like to see?
Yeah, I'd rather see Toronto.
I've hated them. I guess since Batista, I think I just have hated them. Mm-hmm. The manager was an asshat. He was a jerk.
All those things are true. All those things are true.
God,
I love Aaron Judge's interview last night. Well, I think it was with radio. They said, Aaron, you know, they had threw this amount of strikes to you. The swings and misses were all in the strike zone. The home run you hit was a foot inside. What made you swing at that? Now, you know, a guy like that, like Aaron Judge, is analytical dude. You know he's looking at video.
Yeah.
His response was, you guys better check your grid. I think you got bad information on that swing.
Really?
Basically challenging. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what happens with hitters at bats. They go back to the monitor, to the iPad, mm-hmm. and they check all those things. Was it a strike? That's why you very seldom see batters ask the umps nowadays, was that a strike? You know, when you swing and miss, mm-hmm. sometimes you want to know it. Yeah. They don't ask. You know why? Because they can go and look at it on the iPad on their own. And so you know that Aaron Judge, after hitting that home run, went to the monitor to see probably himself whether it was a ball or a strike.
Right.
And so when the post-game press conference, he said, I bet you got a bad grade. You better check that again. Yeah. I thought it was cool. It kind of lets you know these guys are checking things themselves as well.
Yeah, and watching yesterday's games too. And do you guys have any rooting interest in any of the other series outside of wanting to see? Like,
I want Seattle. Rooting interest? I don't really have a rooting interest. I have teams that I'd rather see over the others, but there's no one I'm rooting for.
Who would you like to see move on?
I want Seattle to come out of the American League. I want them.
I don't want this. I do not want to see Philly advance.
Oh yeah, no, you like them.
I'd love to see that.
I want to see the Cubs come out of the National League, but I think it's going to be the Brewers.
So I hope Philly feels the same way about us that I feel about them. They're like our white trash cousin.
They're Boston. They're the same people. Philly's different accents.
They're our white trash cousin. And I hope people in Philly go, you know what? Baltimore's like our white trash cousin. I was like, I understand.
Yeah.
We're both white trash. No. But it's with the Phillies, and we talked about this yesterday, they're the one team that went down 0-2 and has to go on the road. And how difficult that is.
The Yankees went down 0-2. No, that
went back home.
Man.
Yeah. So you look at some of the other series. Cubs down 0-2. They go back home. By the way, it's a Wrigley wind game. Wind blowing in heavily today. That's why you see a 6.5 with two pitchers. You go, hey, are these guys good?
That's the team I'm talking about. Thinking about going back home.
Yeah. And then the other part of it today, wind blowing out significantly in Detroit. Significantly. The best spot on the board. You're going to see more runs just like we saw yesterday.
Yeah. Playoffs could be good. I think, I still think the Brewers in the National League.
Because of fandom and hating the other teams in the AL East, whoever wins this series, Seattle, Detroit, that's who I want to see go. I think I'd rather see Seattle just because I think they're a more exciting team. Better pitching. Is Brian Wu's hurt, isn't he? Because it's like, what?
Yeah, he had a ton of home runs, too.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm looking at this and I'm going, man, they got to go Bryce Miller today, and I don't like that.
The pitching is good. They're very, I think, because everybody's focused on, Raleigh, they have a lot of power.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, I think, like, how many guys hit over 27 home runs?
Well, they acquired Suarez, who hit, 40 home runs before he got there. Mm-hmm. And
what is it, like 49 now or something?
I mean, it's up there. Yeah. But they, with their acquisitions that they made, Suarez was the key one.
Yeah.
Because
I love him.
It's funny because Josh Naylor
said they're the same person.
I think Josh Naylor is the left-handed version of the Eugenio Suarez. Okay. Naylor's a better, especially this year, better batting average-wise. And I also think Suarez is a better home run hitter.
Uh-huh.
But they're very similar type players. If that kind of suits you, if you're looking in the offseason, because those are free agents as well. I just don't think they're great free agents, right. But one of them could end up being a fit.
And I asked you that yesterday off air, which one would you take? If everything else fails, would you go after the Naylor?
Yeah. And then I even said to you, I said the whole thing with Suarez, though, too, at some point you would envision him going from third to first, right?
Yeah.
He's okay over there. He's solid. But yeah, so like looking at it, when you talk about Seattle, there's a ton of power, just a ton of power, but a ton of strikeouts. So you run into the right team. I think a Seattle, Toronto, I think even a Seattle, New York ALCS would be fun. But ultimately, I just hope we don't see any teams from the American League in the championship in the World Series.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock. Mine may be a little unpopular, but I'm going to roll with it anyway. But on the other side, the Ravens made a move yesterday, acquiring the safety and letting go of a former first-round draft pick. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, pretty much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens involved in a trade yesterday, sending Adafi Owe to the Los Angeles Chargers for safety Aloy Gilman. Were either you guys surprised when you heard about that trade?
Not really. I mean, so I didn't see that coming, obviously. But I mean, surprised? No, because it's not a. It's not like they're not selling. It's not a sign of desperation. I think it means we need a safety. We need secondary help. And I think that's all it is. And it just, and of course, seeing the team it was, like, well, I mean, it couldn't be more. We need this. You want this? How? What can we do? You got two brothers talking about a trade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, not a big deal.
I can see it. I understand the trade. But I was shocked when I heard about it. I mean, I understand it.
I think they're going to make some moves.
No, I was shocked when they traded away. I was.
I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad. You see them acquire two safeties, one of which, like, people are looking at it. I'm kind of surprised people are going, yep, this is what I thought. They're selling. They're not selling, guys. If you're trading a player right now, why are you trading him for an expiring contract at the end of the year?
Well, maybe there's another move the Ravens are going to make because that left up, what, $8 million on the cap?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen is you're going to see another move with them adding. I don't think they're selling like a lot of people. Now, if they lose the next couple weeks, when is the trade deadline? Is it 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks?
I thought it was November.
That's what I mean. I think it's the beginning of November, though, right?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so depending on how things go, we could see some changes. But again, it's very difficult to make trades in the NFL. This one worked because you had two guys with expiring contracts.
Yeah. $8 million. Yeah, that's
significant.
It is. You can make a trade for someone who's more on the cap and absorb that amount of money.
The other thing with this and adding a safety, and people are like, well, I guess that means, is Kyle Hamilton hurt? Is this guy hurt? What I think happens is they move Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage to help in the run game. Mm-hmm. Also to help in the pass rush, because you could say what you want about the guy. He might be the best at everything on this team on that side of the ball.
He is. He 100% is. Oh, he brought very little. So, I mean, I don't see. Maybe he'll thrive out there and he'll do better, but the pass rush sucks here.
Are you going to miss his hurries, Rob?
No, not his touches either.
But who's going to... Who is going to come in and get us the hurries that Owe got? Do we have another hurry guy? Is what I'm saying.
I think your suggestion of Kyle Hamilton, if it comes true, he'll be better at rushing the quarterback than Owe was.
The only place I don't want Kyle Hamilton is in the middle of the D-line. You can put him anywhere else, and I bet that guy wins.
Yeah.
I bet he wins.
If you stand him up and get him off the D-line, let him do the job, he may have a better advantage. Let's go out to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's the over under on OA sacks when you get to the Chargers?
Oh, he's going to have some.
He'll have some. Yeah.
He has none now.
I think they'll be able to scheme it up better because last year he had a few sacks, but this year it's just like, I don't know what Ward was doing with the stunts, but it's just not where it just wasn't working.
Yeah, you're right. Last year he had 10 sacks, career high. So he showed he can get to the quarterback. I didn't know he had double digit sacks last year.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this too, like going out there, the one thing that people have pointed out is if he goes out there and has a tremendous amount of success right off the bat, does that prove to you that the Ravens aren't great at developing pass rushers?
I mean, the Ravens have been accused of not being good at developing certain things like wide receivers and all, but I don't know. Maybe it's the scheme and not the development. Again, Oway had 10 sacks last year. Maybe it's not the development of pass rushers. It's the scheme is not pass rusher friendly.
Mm. Maybe. I mean, we've seen Kyle Van Noy in this scheme. If it's the same, Mike McDonald scheme that they created, we've seen Kyle Van Noy have success in it.
And yeah. I'm looking at Oway's sack total last year, game by game. He had 2.5 sacks against the Raiders, 2.5 sacks the first time against Pittsburgh. That's 5 right there. That's why I didn't feel like he had 10. 5 of them gave two big games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are 10 sacks to 10 sacks, but that's why you probably didn't feel it.
So this Samoan missile they traded for, you guys excited to see him play? It seems like they like him. I just think they had a plethora of safeties, or it was just such a huge need for them with the injuries they had at pass rusher.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
What changes do the Ravens make for the Rams game? Will they run Derrick Henry more? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
I think you have to. You still have to feed Derrick Henry. You have to try to get that thing going somehow, some way. But the more important thing here is, if you're looking at the Rams, the way to beat the Rams is throwing on the outside. And is Cooper Rush the guy that's going to help you do that? Do you feel comfortable? And I want to say this, it's the NFL. Weird things happen. This isn't me telling you the Ravens are going to win or cover any of that nonsense. But we just watched this Rams team go to Tennessee, and they were losing towards the end of the third quarter before Tennessee went, hey, guys, I don't know if you guys know this. We're the Titans. We're not supposed to do this. And then just gave it back. And that game looks a lot different. We watched the Texans go in there and battle the Rams in Week 1. And none of us thought the Texans were really good. And I still don't think they're good. They just came in here and beat up a really bad defense. So I do think the Rams are beatable, and you've got them coming all the way to the East Coast.
They're beatable by this team?
I think they're the Tennessee Titans almost beat them.
Yeah. They probably beat us. Nothing.
You sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about that?
I don't think anybody can't beat this. I think anybody can beat this team right now. This is not the Ravens. I can't imagine that they'd beat the
Rams. How are they still favored to win a division?
Because the other teams suck. And the second half of this, I'm dead serious.
I know.
Because by the time they get healthy, they may win about 5 games. Yeah. That's how they're going
to
do it.
I still think they make a run. Whether they get in or not is to be seen. But
this is not the Ravens.
I think they make a run if they want to.
Do you know where they are in the power rankings now? 22nd.
Where are the Titans?
5th.
Liar! That's funny. No, but I'm just saying, we just saw it this week in this league. San Francisco beats the Rams. Granted, divisional game. You know, we watched Arizona cough it up and you know, lose that game. We watched the Panthers come back. The Bills lost to the Patriots.
I think the Ravens are still going to win at least 10 games this year.
By the way, I don't think the Ravens win this weekend, but I'm just saying stranger things have happened.
I think they still win double-digit games. By season's end. Mm. I do. A lot of injuries. Some of these guys coming back. Matabike's not, I don't think.
He's out. He's out for the year.
He's out. So, you know, I'm not worried about that part. But I think you got other guys. Well, I'm not worried about it because I know it won't happen. But I think you're going to get other guys back. And I think they're going to run. Largely because of what you alluded to, Ed. The teams in front of them suck.
Yeah, the schedule's soft in the second half of the season.
It's a great year to have a soft schedule.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you know you're gonna win every day, every week, you want that challenge. But with this team, no, you don't want the challenge. You want as easy as possible to get them in. Let's go out to Essex and get Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, buddies. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, I mean, I know that the sky is falling a little bit, but we got to calm down a little bit because nobody in front of us is really winning a lot of games. Like Kansas City, they're 2-3. Buffalo for me is overrated. We just got to come back and play our offense. Our defense might give up a couple points.
Manny, you're missing a point, though. You talked about the teams that you expected to be great. Buffalo is 4-1. I don't care if they're overrated or not. They're 4-1. And you can tell me how badly Kansas City's playing, but What about the Colts at 4-1? What about the Jaguars at 4-1? Those are all playoff spots.
But if we come back, look, I mean, if we come back and play our game, our defense, if all the fat boys come back, we'd be okay.
What fat boys?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Washington, all the D linemen. I mean, they're going to come back one of these days. After the bye, we should be okay.
See, man, I think again, you're focusing on the Bills and the Chiefs. Number one, the Bills again are 4-1, and they have a win against the Ravens. So when you talk about catching up, because the teams you expected to be on top aren't on top, doesn't mean there's somebody on top. You got a lot of 1-loss teams in the AFC. You have, in fact, you have 4 of them, 1-loss teams, and we're already at this point in the season a 4-loss team. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, Silas.
Good morning.
Hey, my question is real quick. I looked at the spread yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was 7.5. Do y'all think that's kind of low? Like, are they expecting Lamar maybe to play? That's why the spread is like that.
And, no, the spread's like that because Lamar's not playing. No, if Lamar was playing, they'd be favored.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind, it's actually worse than that. It's 7.5, and they're home.
Yeah.
That's a 10.5 point spread. That means they're going to get their asses kicked. That's what they're expecting.
Do y'all think that's an easy one then, like to put money on the 7.5 for the Rams?
There's no such thing as an easy one. There's no such thing as an easy one.
If the Texans did that to us last week, like how can we keep this close, though, this week with Cooper Rush and this Rams team that's had, like, what, 10 days rest, right?
Mm-hmm. And they're coming off a loss, so it's an angry team.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They lost to an inferior opponent.
One of the best receivers in the league.
The Puka.
Right. It's
the
secondary. I might put everything on that Rams 7.5. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I hate betting against my team.
Hey, go ahead and do that. And if something goes wrong, we got a spare bedroom to rent out back in the shed.
If something goes wrong, I'll call you if you need me.
First of all, that bedroom's mine.
Oh, sorry. That's it. You'll have to make room for Ed.
We're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, there's another trade in the AFC North. One I really did not see coming.
I love
Baltimore's it. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens aren't the only team in the AFC North making moves, Jeremy. The Cincinnati Bengals did the same, and along with the dance mate, the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, buddy. Everybody's like, hey, are you calling the Giants for one of their quarterbacks? They said, no, we want Joe Cool. Now, in that offense, if they had a good offensive line, I think this move might be a little bit better than what some people think. He's going to get killed behind that offensive line. He got Browning running for his life back there, throwing the ball to the other team. So we'll have to see what it looks like. But if I'm Jamar Chase and I'm T. Higgins, I'm smiling at least because I know this guy can get the ball from point A to point B. Yeah.
The Browns also send a 2026 sixth-round pick to the Bengals and receive a 2026 fifth-round pick. So 6 for 5. So not a lot. Not a lot, moving and shaking.
And Flacco's going to become, I think there's only been one other player in NFL history that's going to face three teams one time in the same season.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to face, his year, if he finishes his year, is going to be crazy because he's going to face the Packers twice. And they just beat the Packers, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you get to face the Ravens three times because he played him with the Browns and now he plays twice with the Bengals.
The Bengals haven't played him yet. Yeah.
That's right.
Do you think this is a move, Ed, because the Bengals think the AFC North is still winnable?
Yes, I do. Because it is. I think it's the weakest division in the NFL right now. And I think it's certainly open. And look, people say, I like Flacco. He's 40 years old. He can still throw. He's going to get murdered up there, but he can still throw. So it gives him a chance. They had, you know, they just didn't have a chance.
But even if you start giving him 3- and 5-step drops, he's good enough to drop back, and if you're running a quick pass play to Jamar Absolutely. Chase or T. Higgins, they need to do more of
He's a true veteran, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows the game. He's been around forever. Still got a rocket for an arm. So, yeah.
He's got some big tight ends to target. Both receivers are big targets.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And for Flacco, a guy that loves throwing that 50-50 ball, and he does it so well because he trusts his receivers, he's got two of the best to trust out there. So, look, I think it's great for Flacco, and it's this trade surprised me more than the Owe one because I'm going, Cincinnati's adding, but it's the same thing. You look at the division, you're going, well, who's out of it?
It's winnable.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, no one I don't think anyone believes Pittsburgh is what their record suggests they are. Although, you know, that's it's their reality now. I don't think anybody's afraid of them. Baltimore Ravens look wounded, and I think if the Ravens were a one loss team, the Bengals wouldn't have the same mindset. The fact that the Ravens are one win team, I think they'd be more afraid of the Ravens being in first place than they are the Steelers.
I think definitely, yeah. I look, you know, I think the Steelers are fraudulent, and that's just what it is right now. But, you know, it's early in the season. Right now they have a decent record, but I don't believe they're going to go anywhere. But I do think this move was made because the Bengals, like, look, you wouldn't pick up a 40-year-old quarterback and give up anything if you weren't trying to win. Because this is, you know, he's not your quarterback of the future. So until Burrow comes back, this is what's going to be.
And at the same time, the Browns, how many times have they had to play the Bengals? Have they played them yet?
The Browns? No, they haven't played them yet.
So you got to play them twice. So the team that's trading him is saying, we're not worried about him.
Yeah. Do you know, I mean, this division sucks so badly.
It's the New South.
It's worse. Only one team is over 500, and no team has a positive point differential. They all are in the negative.
Those teams suck.
It's incredible. All four teams are negative. It's
Tom,
bad.
Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I listen to you guys every morning because I think you guys got the best morning show.
Thank you, man.
Listen, I think the Ravens are going to finish 500 because of that offensive line and no running game and no pass rush. What do you guys think?
I think they'll finish. I'm hopeful, and I think they'll finish above 500. Yeah, I'm thinking like 9 and
17
8, 10
games,
and 7.
Number one, you can't finish 500.
Right, yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I think they'll be 9 and 8, 10 and 7, something like that.
Come on, somebody stand up on that island and say, how many losses they have? 4?
13 and 4. Call it now. Over.
I'm not doing that. I do think they're going to be better than what people think. I don't know. It's so weird seeing this season. And as we were talking about the other day, I said I was so angry at the Ravens because we just dealt with this with the Orioles going, oh, no. We had two teams that we thought were going to make deep runs into the postseason.
And both of them decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. If Lamar comes back after the bye, win or lose, I think this team could still go 11-6. No worse than 10-7. I think they're a good football team still. But if their problems deeper than injuries, they won't go 11-6. They won't go 10-7. If the issues with this football team is more than just injuries, then I think they're doomed. I'm hoping it's not. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris will talk hockey in the 8 o'clock hour, but in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll do some shovels as well. Baseball playoffs, hot and heavy. Lots of series facing elimination. We'll talk some MLB playoffs up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Ferentz's moment, it is! It's tied! George has arrived! There's the drive to deep right field. New York leads for the first time in the series. Jazz Chisholm goes deep.
Courtesy of FS1, Yankees Blue Jays series. After the first three innings, guys, I was ridding myself and washing my hands of the New York Yankees 2025 season. Then all of a sudden, they respond. And Aaron Judge shows you all that postseason talk. Forget about it. He had a really good game last night.
So I'm going to say this because I feel the same way about the Lamar Josh Allen thing. He deserves the MVP way more than Cal Raleigh. I understand it.
Aaron Judge, man. Yeah.
If you look at the, he missed a period of time and it took him a while to get back to where he was. He came back early. And how often do you see guys that hit with this much power that hit for average as well?
It does. Pretty much not ever.
I mean, his numbers across the board outside of what home runs. And there was one other one that Cal Raleigh had over him. One of the metrics, I forget which one it was, but like they're both having amazing seasons, but the season Aaron Judge is having is off the charts. And like, I don't like the Yankees, but I do
Judge
like,
fatigue.
I do like seeing Judge kind of shut up some of the doubters and people like, you disappear in the postseason when it's, I think some of that stuff's unfair when we have such a small sample size.
So you were pulling for the Yankees last night.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I'm 100% pulling for
you. Just said.
I was pulling for both teams to lose, so I was half right.
I'd much rather watch Aaron Judge and Schlittler and these in the postseason and get some. I couldn't give a rat's ass about anybody on this Blue Jays team.
I love Pedro. Vlad.
Vlad. Yeah.
Pedro. I love Vlad.
You like Pedro Guerrero, too?
I love Pedro Guerrero, too. Pedro. Was that racist?
No. Vote for Pedro.
I love Vlad, man. And Gosman, you know, former Oriole.
Yeah, I guess so. Santander, too. Yeah. But, I mean, still.
Yeah, if you're looking at it, I know we're focusing here on the Yankees game, but the other game has a ton of intrigue to me because Detroit going in, stealing game one in Seattle, and then having Tarik Skubal in game two, and Jorge Polanco hits two home runs off of Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. He's one of four guys to do it.
You know
there was an Oriole that did it.
How hard is that?
Yeah.
What did he go, seven innings in that game or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know there's an Oriole that hit two bombs off of Skubal. Do you know who it is?
Severino.
Yeah, Pedro Severino.
I knew because Joe told me.
What the hell? Pedro Severino.
I would have never guessed, for the record, Pedro Severino.
But I'm just saying, it's like the anomaly that you see, like Jeff Rebele owning Randy Johnson, right? Like sometimes it just happens.
It just does.
Where there's just somebody
like Mountcastle and the Blue Jays.
What was it last?
Just every that team in particular.
Yeah, and they were saying something last night about Shane Bieber and who was it? No, it was the Detroit game. The guy that batted, Gleyber Torres, for whatever reason, hits Seattle starting pitcher Logan Gilbert, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He hits him unbelievably well and just sees it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any
sense.
And
often comes down to that. They just see the ball differently.
How it comes out of your hand. So, but again, on the National League side, I think it's interesting because we have two teams facing elimination today. And if you want to set their rotation, I think it would kind of behoove you to win today so you don't have to go back to your starters and maybe, depending on how much time's left between the ALCS and NLCS, getting your rotation right for that series.
Can you imagine Brewers fans right now, if they can go to Chicago? Number one, Milwaukee, Chicago, always rivals. Green Bay, too. But your former manager leaves because he says you don't have the resources of the Cubs. And you go to Chicago to eliminate them.
I like it.
I love it. Because they've done better without them.
Is anybody in the National League beating the Dodgers?
Well, I should say they continue to do well without him. I don't know if they've done better. You say what?
Anybody in the National League beating the Dodgers? I mean, look, we all know it's possible.
Yes. It's done.
Yes.
I had the Brewers going to the representing the National League, but the Dodgers are pretty tough. Very tough. And it seems like right now they're playing more Dodger baseball than they were.
Well, they got healthy at the right time, and now everybody's hitting.
All right. Trivia quiz from the old guy, because you guys may not know, you weren't alive. Who were the Brewers before they were the Brewers?
Are they like the... They weren't the
Braves.
Seattle Pilots.
I swear to God, I was just going to say Pilots. Yeah.
I didn't think you'd even know the Pilots existed. You weren't born yet.
Yeah. No, but it was something where we went through trivia. You'd get these questions where, like, about the old ABA, these teams, or the USFL.
Yeah. The Pilots were in the league 1 year.
I just, the games have been.
So they weren't a full expansion team, the Brewers.
I don't know what the hell you would say they were. They were the Seattle Pilots in 69.
What, did they land in Milwaukee and never leave?
They went to Seattle and then moved to Milwaukee the next year.
That would be like the Ravens. Ravens weren't a true...
Right, yes.
Acknowledgement of my airplane pun? I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, they landed.
Go ahead, say it again.
They landed.
No, this doesn't work the second time.
I think they were boat pilots.
you're going to fly the plane. Anyway.
We lost Captain Defense. And everyone was talking about it. They had it on, even on the news, television news.
They should.
And right now, his nephew, James and Owings Mills, wants to say a few words. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm still trying to process this thing. Found out the other day my aunt called me and let me know. But I had to reach out to you guys because you guys have always been a friend of his in the show, and I've been there a couple of times. And with him, I remember like 20 some years ago, we were at one of my other uncle's funeral, and he came over to my house and he was like, yeah, I'm starting this. It really started to really take place in Captain Defense, but he could never imagine that it gotten to this point. Like he said, he just wanted just a little bit, but all the work that he put in, and a lot of people realized that he lived in Waldorf, in Charles County. So that drive from there to the stadium. And I met him at the stadium one day, and he gets in, he starts to put stuff on once he gets out of the car in the parking lot, and we walk to his seats. And he sat down with me for like 5 minutes, and I never saw him the rest of the game. He just disappeared, and he was all through the stadium, so I had to call him later on. And every time I would go with him, he would just be there for like a couple minutes, and he would just disappear and walk around the stadium and stuff. And I just want to say appreciate to all the fans, all the support. And like with me, I do this thing called Beltway 95 Sports, and it supports children with autism, my oldest son's autism. And he has inspired me to kind of work with this thing. And I want to make sure that we carry on his legacy. I know we talked about it very briefly. Like if something was to happen to him, he really wanted this to live on for his grandchildren.
Yeah, I was talking about the going to, and it wasn't just the Ravens games. I mean, he came to so many different events, and the difference between me going to an event and him going to an event is I was getting paid to be there. Like he was smiling his face. Anytime a kid wanted to take a picture, he'd go over and take the picture with him. And I said this yesterday, he had a smile that would light up a room. Just a great, great human being. And, we're all going to miss him. Obviously it was nice seeing the outpouring of love on social media.
Yeah.
Because, he did feel larger than life, especially to these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And just very impactful throughout the community. Cardinals, thanks a lot, James. Cardinal head coach Jonathan Gannon fined by his NFL team for $100,000. You agree with that? We'll talk about it, of course, later on in the hour. But on the other side is shovels.
I'm giving mine to artificial intelligence because you cannot believe how often. If you rely on this stuff, you shouldn't.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The Fan, shovels next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.